Имаме изроби в Анахман, кичо Димашкин Бедешес, осом Димашкин Дяхе. Сораши се, че хоя биотей, кичо Бедхей, че еш ли ово. Китахин Бедешес, че Амашкин Ацин Коно. Раши из Бимако, Раши ли емфасайзес, де Димашкин Дяхе ем, Сораши из Бедешес, in the head, not in the machine itself. So the question is, one of you, if you become the Kodeshes in the head, so why do you have to retort to the beats of the team, nine Malchim Shikin and Mashkin? He's been covered sure with the Shibudim. In other words, Reuven lent Shimon 100 years. And Shimon gave Reuven his watch, a security for the 100 years debt that Shimon owed. Then Reuven turned over the mashkin to lay it to the Ish. The tears Ish. So Ish, so she blesses because of her mitzvah halacha. So if we say the Yushin, she becomes mekudeshes in the mashkin. We understand as to why we have to resort to mitzvah halacha. But Rashi emphasizes, "B'mashkin la'achem, shehoyo b'yodei, b'kitcho b'cheiv sheyesh lo." He's mikabel shleya with the cheiv that Shimon owes him, and he turns over the mashkin. So mele, why do we have to resort to the fact that Yitzchak Halochet? I mean, even without the mashkin, suppose he would transfer the chayv through Ksiva Misir or through Manishosh, so she would also be Mekodeshes. So why do we have to resort to this halacha? Fish, if we assume that the Kedushin is chal with the mashkin, we understand this, why we have to resort to this halacha. But from Rashi it appears that the Kedushin is not chal for the mashkin, because even though Malchim is in the mashkin, as Tesis points out, but it's not the king Gomo. It's not the king Gomo. I mean, Bishas Alboy certainly is not the king Gomo. But even Shaloi Bishas Alboy, it's not the king Gomo. According to Rashi, in Asikas Unim, so it's highly nonsense. By Shalom Yishas Alboye. According to Tesis, so even Shalom Yishas Alboye, he is only as the Chenuvim of Yishima Soho, his high will obey the Omsna. So it's not a real genie. It's not a real genie. It's not a real genie. So the question is, so apparently that's the reason as to why Rashi emphasizes that the Mashkin Achim she is Mekudeshes for the Chayv that she gets. Because if Shimon borrowed 100 zuz from Reuven, and Shimon gave the Maor to Reuven, he watches security, and then he turns over the Mashkin, he turns over the Mashkin to initiate there's Dushin. So then by turning over the mashkin, so the chayv is mikin. The chayv is mikin. Like this, if you don't turn over the mashkin, so you have to know to transfer the shibuni, the chimen, the chayv, the chimen owes him to transfer to another person. So you have to execute the shtar, ksiven, siret, and so on. Oh my gosh. But if you turn over the mashkin, so then without manishosh and without ksilun misir, so you can transfer the chayv. You can transfer the chayv. Now the question is raised against Rashi, since Rashi emphasizes that the mashkin lachayv shoyer biyodi l'kitcho of the chayv sheyesh lo. Do kach mukodeshes. But the kitcho b'chayim, Why does he say the teacher b'chayim, not the teacher b'mashkin? The answer is because even though b'chayim is him b'mashkin, but it's not the king gomo. According, even shalom b'shalom, but it's not the king gomo. According to tasteless, it's only kinyan to be chayim b'nei aveyeh. According to Rashi, it's chayim yonsi. But even according to Rashi, that is chayim yonsi. So it's shalom b'shalom b'chayim b'chayim. But it's not shalei. Can the malchim be mishtamish in the mashkin? No. Even shalei mishasok. Can the malchim be mishtamish in the mashkin? Is it gazle? If the malchim would be mishtamish in the mashkin. So is it gazle? So it doesn't have an absolute title in the mashkin. Even shalei mishasok. And even according to Rashi, that is chayv yons, so it shalei gabi yachil achayis. But it's not an absolute title in the mashkin. Well, it cannot be established in the mashkin. I mean, that's a Jewish cloak. That if the Balchay who received the mashkin, Shalom Bishas Alboy, would be established in the mashkin, he's a Gaza. He's a Gaza. That if the Rebbe stipulated at the time the Mashkin was taken from him, and he said to the Malve, I give you a shoes to use my watch, so then there is no misagazel. But still he is not allowed to be mishtamish because of the misavimis, unless the mishtamshes is deducted from the chayim. In other words, let's say, if somebody would rent a watch, let's say for a month, he would pay, let's say, 5 zuz for the instances of the watch for a month. So Mele, if the Malve explicitly gave him the shoes to use the watch, if I mean himself, the lady explicitly spelled it out to the Malve and he gave him the shoes to use the watch, so then he's allowed to use the watch if he deducts from, let's say, the 100 zoos, the 5 zoos that is the value of the tashmish. But without explicit issues, then even if he deducts, when it doesn't involve any sabibis, it's a samsagezo. So it's not a kingdom. So it's not a kingdom. That's the reason as to why Rashi emphasizes the mashkin da'achirim she'hoyo bi'odei v'kitcho b'chayv she'yesh lei o'o hilkach m'kudeshes she'amashkin atzim kanolo. So the question arose, if the mashkin atzim kanolo, let her be m'kudeshes with the mashkin, the answer is the mashkin is not his completely. He has certain kiyomim. Even according to Rashi, even by Shalom Mishas Alboy. So it is Shalom Gabriel Achayas. Achayas, that's according to Rashi's Chayyams. But Mishas Alboy say, so then even Rashi is made it that is not Chayyams. It's not Chayyams. And here, the Shem say, that this reference of Yitzhak is reference even to Bishas Alboy, not only for Bishas Alboy. And Bishas Alboy is even according to Rashi is not Chayv Yonis. What is that?
Shalom
Bishas Alboy means at the time, Shalom Bishas Alboy means, let's say, Shimon Bar a year ago, and he was supposed to pay within a year. So he didn't pay. So then there's a parsha in the Torah, the autobial basic, the autobial basic, love is a mate. Bachutz tamos, the Elisha Shrat Meshebe, Yitzi Lecha Achutz. So the Shriah Besin comes into the house of the Rebbe, and he takes a watch of the labor as security for the Maori and the Shriya best. So the Maori himself is not allowed to enter the house, but the Shriya best enters the house of the lady. And then he takes the watch of security and he gives it to the Maori. And then, so that is kept by the Maori as security. That means, in other words, if by a certain time, so the lady will redeem the mashke, he'll pay out the 100 zoos, so then the Maori will have to return the watch the lady. But suppose by a time limit, so he doesn't redeem the mashke, he doesn't pay, then he'll come to Besdin, and Besdin will tell him to make clear, to collect from the mashke. So mashke shalimish asalvoya means that you are taking something as security which ultimately could be used to collect from. But until that's the ultimate, you know, the ultimate thing that could happen. But until that time limit, so he's not allowed to be mishtamish with the mashke. He just is allowed to keep it. In other words, in order to be secure with the debt. Let's say another 30 days or 60 days will pass by and he still doesn't pay, so he'll come to Besdin. Then Besdin will not have to resort, you know, to the laborious method, you know, of letting an attachment and all the hustling and selling, because the Maurer already has the watch in his possession. So Besdin will call the layman and tell him, listen, are you paying or not? So if he will say, no, I can't pay, I'm broke, I'm bankrupt. So then Besdin will give rishus, the Maurer, you know, to collect from the watch. But at the very outset, when it was taken as security, shalimish asalvoye, so it was only taken as security, to be secure. In other words, like this, Besdin would have to resort to the holy boyish process, you know, of an adrachte, of an attachment, you know, and advertising and auctioning, you know, the takoids of the leime. So now that he has the mashke in his possession, so it's very simple. Besdin does not have to resort to that laborious process of a drachten of the things. But it doesn't mean that it is. So why does he have a kinyan? So why does he? So now, according, this is mashkin shalimish. So according to Rashi, at the end of Asikha, so we mean, so his hybrids, mashkin shalimish is alboye, his hybrids. So, why is it hybrids? Why? Only Yishael is hybrids. So his hybrids because of shalem. In other words, because Balchayim is king of Mashiach. Balchayim is king of Mashiach. But it doesn't mean king of Mashiach is allowed to be established in it. Is he gazal to be established? The answer is, since he took Besdin, the Shriya Besdin, took the watch as security, so that in the event he doesn't pay up by a certain time, so then when Besdin tells the labor to pay up with it, so then Besdin will deal with the shoes to collect from the watch. So Mele already has his hus in the watch, that ultimately if he doesn't redeem by a certain time, so then he'll be able to collect from the watch. That in itself is the kinyan. That in itself is the kinyan. So, and according to Rashi, so it is shalei. שאולי לגבי לחיל החלס. Because he already has his schus in the watch that in the event of a certain contingency, he'll be able, you know, to collect from the watch. To collect from the watch. In other words, so the watch is similar to an apeitik in the foreshes, you know. It's an apeitik in the foreshes. In other words, that a certain sode was set aside. I mean, the Achmosh was. It was set aside at the time of the Alboy. I mean, to collect from. To collect from. So melee, it is considered Shaloi, according to Rashi, that is higher beyond the Gabriel humans. But it's not Shaloi in an absolute way, he's not allowed to be Mishtamish, and then the Balamoya and Sochi, that from the Dalek and the Supi, the Machleke between Abayan and Rove, as to whether Balchei will not Freya will give it, or Mekano Habu will give it. So the Balamoya says, and I didn't see that any Rishayni Achil is the Balamoya, because there is a riot from the Gemara to that Halacha. But it's mentioned explicitly by the Balamoya. So the Balamoya says, now, in that Machlekes, we pass that in the Kanohabuli, not in a failure. In Kanohabe, a wicked, we pass. In other words, when there is a Machlekes, whether in Kanohabuli they there, or in a failure, what does it mean? Now let's say, that's in respect to Kakoyes, where there is a shift. You see, where there is a shift. Now suppose she borrowed 100 jewels from Ruben, and he borrowed, let's say, from Ruben the 100 jewels at the beginning of Tishrei, let's say, Tov Shin Memhei. Then, let's say, Nisim Tov Shin Memhei, so Ruben is given the Sode, Yiaschem. So according to Mandomal Mafreya, so since he was given the Sode, Yiaschem, so it has retroactive effect. So that determines that the Sode was the Malves as of Tishrei, as of Dalva. Because he acquired the Shibut in Tishrei, and he was given the Sode Bechive in Nisi, half a year later, some male El Mafreo gave it, and suppose Ruben the Malve was Magdish, Shimon Sode in Cheshvet, and then Nisim, he was given the Sode. So we say, retroactively, the Hekdesh was hard. Or suppose Ruben the Malve was Makne, the Matone the Sode, or was Mechir, the Sode in Cheshvet, and then Nisim was given the Sode from Shimon. So it's retroactively determined that Mechir was hard. If, and on the other hand, suppose Shimon is Magdish the Sode in Cheshvet, and then Nisim Tov Shin Memhei, Ruben is Magdish, so it's retroactively determined that the Hekdesh was Nul Boya, because of Mafeo gave it, according to Mandoma, we cannot have all gave in. That's the way we pass him. That's the way we pass him. That we cannot have all gave in. That we cannot have all gave in. So then, if Ruben the Malbe was Magdish, even though in this, half a year later, So he was either the Sode, so the Hegdash is not Chal. And if she and the Leila was Magdish, even though Hefer Yaleila or Rubin was either the Sode, so the Hegdash by Shimon, the Hegdash by Shimon was Chal. That's what he must. Now we pass him that we can have it. And, but, what you're saying is that it's not from the Lord. It's not that he is from the Lord. The Shaykh mentioned it in the name of Lord, but it's Mashma from the Lord that way. That by Mashkin, so I'll leave the MS. Even though we passed him the kind of Havel gave it, that's ordinary Shibuya. But by Mashkin is different. By Mashkin, so then it's become Mafeo. So that means, let's say, if let's say that is a mashkin shalom b'shasmon, that is a mashkin shalom b'shasmon. So then, even though it's not, he doesn't have the malve, does not have the absolute title in the mashkin, but he is allowed to keep it as security to possibly collect from the mashkin. If the Levi doesn't ultimately redeem the mashkin by paying up the debt, some melee, in case it is finalized by the Levi not redeeming the mashkin, he doesn't pay. So then Bezdin gives him the shoes to collect from the mashkin. So then once he collects of the Bezdin from the mashkin, so it's retroactively determined that it was his all the time. Not the Salvoy, from the time it was taken. That's Imashkin Shalom Bishas Alvoy, from the time it was taken. So that's the reason as to why he, according to Rashi, he's high loans by Mashkin Shalom Bishasalvoy. Why is he high loans? Either it's Machino or it's Masocho. But why should the high loans? Only Sheol is high loans. Because Koanoe Shaloi. So Sheol has a reshus to be Mishtamish Machino. So Mele is high loans. But the Malbe, even in the Mashkin Shaloi Bishasalvoy, if he's Mishtamish in the Mashkin, he's a Gazlan. So why should the high loans? The answer is, because the Gabi Chiyuva Chayez it is, even though he doesn't have title in it as yet, but since he has his chus, that in the event of a certain contingency, if the Levi doesn't finally redeem the Mashkin, doesn't pay up the debt, then he'll be able out to Bezdin to begin with the Mashkin. And then it will be retroactively determined that it was his all the time. So Mele, even if he didn't realize it yet, so it's considered Shalei Ligabi Lechil Achaz. Even if ultimately he did redeem the Mashkin. So it is considered Shalei. Because of the possibility that it might become his absolutely limachaya. So Mimele Ligabi Chilachayas it is Shule. In any event, even if it is not needed. So that's the Shita of Rashi. So it raises the question against Rashi from the Gemara in Shmuel that in Dalet it's Mashma that in Mashkin Shalom Bishasalvoy that is Chayav B'Chayes is only Chayav B'Chayes of Mila Veide, but not the ones. So this is the most Hashem. מבינים, החלק, החלק הנרשי, החלק הנרשי. גודים לכל תורה של תזכה לביונס, במשקים שלוים שם עובר. So number one, that's only by Mashke Shalit is over. Not by Mashke Bishas over. And then by Mashke Shalit Bishas over, but the King Gomorrah doesn't have, he's only Chayv Yonzen, but he's not allowed to be Mishtamish. So that's the reason as to why Rashi emphasizes the teacher Bichayv Sheyesh Diyo. Not with the Mashke itself, because he doesn't have full title in the Mashke. How can he transfer to the Isha? He cannot be makhid to the Isha more than what he has in the Masha. So Rashi says, no, the Kedushin is in the Chayim. Now the question is, what if Shafi the Kedushin in the Chayim, so who is the Masha? So Amikabi Mishtachayim the Achayim, so is in Kodeshes. The answer is, Amikabi Mishtachayim the Achayim is in Kodeshes. So, but he has to transfer the Chayim. How? Either from Manishoshter, or through Xilum Misire, according to Rebbe, so he's listening to Misire, he can transfer it just to Misire. But suppose there is no Xilum Misire, no Manishoshter, so he cannot transfer the Chayim. So she's not the gracious. Mashain came, if he delivers the Mashkin to her. So then, the Chayim is Mimele. As a result of delivering the Mashkin to the Isha, so the Isha acquires the Shibunim, the Chayim that Ruvim, the Mikadosh, holds. Now Shimon holds in 100 Zuz. So as a result of the transfer of the Mashkin to the Isha, so whom will Shimon owe the 100 Zuz? He'll owe the 100 Zuz, he'll owe to the, he'll owe to the Isha, yes?
So then again, Balfour, is that one of Mashim?
What is that?
I mean, any Mashim should
do. No, also the question is, so why do we have to resort to Balchik in Mashim? The answer is, how is it that the Chayim is transferred as a result of the delivery of the Mashkin. What I mean? What is that? The Mashkin is a Mashkin, and the Chayim is a Chayim. After all, no Maisikinian is realizing the Shibudin, that's an intangible thing. So the reason as to why the Chayim is transferred through the delivery of the Mashkin is because he has Tzatzikinian in the Mashkin. So the Melech, What is the Kinyan in the Mashken? The Kinyan in the Mashken consists the fact that he has his chus to realize it here in the event of a certain contingency. That's the Ksas Kinyan that he has in the Mashken. So since the Mashken is coming to the Mikadosh Yitzchak, to the extent that he has his chus in the watch to realize it here in the event of a certain contingency, some melee, the Chayim becomes the concomitant of the Mashkin. And as a result of transferring the Mashkin, the intangible Chayim is also present. That's because of our Chayim in the Mashkin. But if not for a Pesach Chiddush, Melech HaTeisa, should the Chayim be transferred as a concomitant of the transfer of the Mashkin? The transfer of the Mashkin. But because he has a Kinyan, it's a Kinyan in the watch. What does it mean? He has his chus in the watch to realize a Gvir. To realize a Gvir in that watch. In the event of a certain contingency, in the event that the Levite doesn't pay up the debt by a certain time, so then he can come to Besdin, and Besdin can give him his shoes to collect from on the mashkin that is in his possession. So he already has his goose in the mashkin. What upon a certain contingency to realize a collection in the mashkin. So Mimele, the chayim becomes a concomitant of the mashkin, and as a result of the transferring the mashkin to the isha, so the isha acquires the shibuyim also. That's because of Reb Yitzchak's halacha. And it's more. The pshat in Rashi is more, and you'll soon see that it's mentioned by the Rishonim, by the Rambam, the Rashbam, and so on. Because in the Gemara Dafim Ches, there is a machlokes tamoim as to whether Hamikadim Mishtachil Dachirim is Mekudeshes, or Hamikadim Mishtachil Dachirim is not Mekudeshes. Mishtachil Dachirim, or Mir Va'oper Dachirim. So, we might conclude it. So the Gemara says, in one motion, that Bishmuel comes in. Shmuel mentions it in the Kiddush. Tamich Yashtachil B'chabir B'chol Zahun Yachol Yizmoch. In other words, Shimon Baal Yacham Yitzuz Vam Ruvain, and he gave Ruvain a promissory note for Yacham Yitzuz. Then Ruvain takes the promissory note of Yashtachil and he sells it to Levi, will not be 100 Zeus for a 100 Zeus promissory note, because it's still Nachsar Vayim, but he might give him 75 Zeus. So then, if he wouldn't sell the promissory note, the $100 promissory note, the 100 Zeus promissory note, to Levi, and then after he sells it to Levi. So Levi is entitled to go to Shimon and to collect the 100 Jews. But then, a day after Reuben sold the promissory note to Levi, Reuben decided to be Nechal Shimon. So then Shmuel says, once Reuben is Nechal the Chayv to Shimon, so Levi cannot collect the debt, even though he got it. The question is why? Why is Reuben in position to the Nechol after he sold it to Levi? So, the Rif says, because Mechir Ashtoras in the Rabon, with the Raisi, you cannot transfer Ishtachim. Because it's not mitzvah pekinyan Ishtachim, it's an intangible thing. What kind of mitzvah pekinyan can you do in the intangible indebtedness? So only with Ashkenaz Chachamim he can transfer, but with the Raisi he can transfer. That's why Reuben is in a position to be meichel to the Levi, because with the Raisi the indebtedness still remains between Reuben and Shimon. That's the Rif's explanation. Rabbi Tam explains it differently. He says the reason is why Shimon says Hamichel. Why? Because when somebody borrows money from another, let's say Shimon borrowed 100 Zeus from the bank, so then there are two shibuyim. There is a shibuy aruv and then a shibuy nechosa. Shibuy aruv means the personal indebtedness. The fact that Shimon is indebted to every believer in Shimon. That's the Shimon. Shimon Chosin means the schus that Reuben has to levy an attachment on Shimon's Chosin to collect. So Reuben has two Shibon against Shimon. One is a Shimon, the person in that, and then he has a lien on the Chosin of Shimon. So what can be transferred? The Chira Shtores from the Tam says in the Raisi, not like the Rif in the Rambam, but what can be transferred? Only the Shimon Chosin. The personaling that this is a personal thing. He cannot be transferred. But some melee, so then you ask Monefsha, if the Shibud Abud cannot be transferred, how can the Shibud Mechosa be transferred? After all, you couldn't have the Shibud Mechosa in the vacuum. The child say that Ruben will have a beer and Shimon's Mechosa without Shimon being in the Ruben. Alien for what? Alien for the Shibud Abud. But if the Shibud Abud cannot be transferred to Levi, how can the Shibud Mechosa be transferred? So the answer given by Rabbi Tamu is as follows. True indeed, there couldn't be a Shibud Mechosa without a Shibud Abud backing it. But once there is a Shibud Abud, then even though the Shibud Abud is between Ruben and Shimon, the Shibud Mechosa could be between Shimon and Levi. But when Ruben sells the promissory note to Levi, so only the lien that Ruben has and Shimon's Mechosa is transferred is sold to Levi. But Shibud Abud, the personal indebtedness that Shimon is personally indebted to Ruben, that remains between Shimon and Ruben. But as a result of Mechilas Torahs, so the lien that heretofore Ruben had on Shimon's Mechosa is now being turned over, given to Levi. So Levi acquires a lien on Shimon's Mechosa for the Shibud Abud, the personal indebtedness that she owes to Ruben, but the personal indebtedness remains between Shimon and Ruben. Since the personal indebtedness remains between Shimon and Ruben, so Ruben is in the position to be Meichel. And once he's Meichel, there is no Shibud Abud altogether. There couldn't be Shimon and Chosi in vacuum. Some melee, Levi loses the right to collect, because there can be only a lien on the chosin because of the Shibud Abud existing between two halves. So whatever the reason is, the aloha by Shmuel is the tamich hashtachim v'chaber the chozal mochlei is moch. So the Gemara in one notion that the chesin Bishu says the Tanner who says that tamichadish b'shtachim v'achim is in the Kodeshes, he agrees with Shmuel. So the Mele Isha is Samkadaita. So the Isha does not really decide to turn herself over in marriage to the Baal, because she's afraid maybe the next day the Baal will betray her, he'll be Mechel the Chay to Shimon, then she won't be able to collect the debt from Shimon. Some mailings we come a title is Kavish in Ruben. That's why Montana says, Kavish Tachim, Tachim in Kodeshes, because he agrees with Shmuel. And the Tana, the Braise, it says, Kavish Tachim, Tachim in Kodeshes. So he holds, not like Shmuel, he says, the Tana, Hamich Shtachim Lechaber Yechozal Mochle, Eini Mochle, some Meri Yishi, some Kabai. And then the Gemara gives another lotion and says that both prices agree with Shmuel's Halach. But the price that says, as Yan Tabim Shtachim Lechaber Yechozal Mochle, holds that in spite of the fact that the Yishi knows that the Baal is in position to be Mechel Lechaber, and then he'll frustrate her spouse to collect from Shimon. But she is something like that. She is not reaching the Baal in doing such a terrible thing. So maybe she is something like that. And the price that says anything that she has holds that she is doing something like that. So in other words, so that's the reason as to why, according to Rashi, when he's becoming Mashkin Yachir, so she is Mekudeshes بخیر فیش و یاما. So the question is, so why do we have to resort to this tawakhet? The answer is, because there are certain tanoim who hold that in countries achil d'achil is in the Kodesh, because Isham is on Chadayte. But the Gemara says that suppose he turns over the mashu to the Likeach, then he cannot do it. Once he turns over the mashu to the Likeach, then he cannot do it. Why? Because of the Mitzvah Salach, because he has his chus in the mashu to realize it clear in the mashu. So Mele, and once he does realize ultimately Greer, then it will be retroactively determined that it was his all the time. It was his all the time, Mafreo gave it by Mashkin. So Mele, the Shtachayiv becomes the concomitant of the Mashkin because of the kinyan he has the Mashkin, even though it's not a kinyan. So Mele, as a result of turning over the Mashkin, so not only the Shibud Hossi is transferred, but even Shibyahu. So Mele, that's why we have to resort to a Bissos Halach. That's why we have to resort to a Bissos Halach. But while Rashi explains the Mashkin Dachir in Kodesh, so that the Dushin is Chal, the Chayfi is Lohol, not in the Guba Mashkin. Why not in the Guba Mashkin? Because he does not have the king in Gomo, absolute title in Mashkin, only Tzaskin, a limited title in the Mashkin, not full, absolute title. So she couldn't even Kodesh is in the Guba Mashkin, but only in the Chayfi. Only with the Chayyim. Yes?
You could probably just say that even if you find Rashi doesn't hold the Rashi of Rabbeinu Tam, so then the Rashi would have moved. But you say Rashi doesn't hold the Rabbeinu Tam, but just
according to the Rav, when does the Rav say that Nechirash Torah is only the Rabbonon, the Reis is not effective if he doesn't deliver the Mashkin? But if he delivers the Mashkin, so the Mashkin is Sarasar the Chayyim.
So
then it's with the right side, the chayim is transferred to the right side, according to the default songs. It's transferred to the right side, because the mashkin is sarasare the chayim. The chayim is the concomitant of the mashkin. Oh, if you want to use the expression, the mashkin is the concomitant of the chayim. Maybe by transferring the mashkin, so he acquires the chayim, and not only the shibud chos, the shibud aguf as well. When does the Rav say that it's only the Ravonon when the transfer of the chayim is affected through ksivah nesirah, but if the transfer of the chayim is affected from Sirah Samashkin, then it's in the Raisa. Then Hakhnoi Shtores in the Raisa, not only Shtores, even the Laupeh. So that's the Shita of Rashi, that the Mashkin Dachir in the Kodeshes, she's the Kodeshes not with the Mashkin, but with the Chir. However, the Abishayim will say, no, that the Chir, that the Mashkin Dachirin, she is the Kodeshes without the cost of the Chayim. But the Mashkin itself, even though he does not have the key from the Mashkin, but he has a limited partial title in the Mashkin. So maybe, and what the limited title that he has in the Mashkin that he can turn into the Ishay. So the limited title is enough to be Mikavish Yishu. So there is a Machlokes Hashem with what is the Dusha Chal, where according to Rashi she becomes Mekudeshes with the Chayim, and according to other Hashem, she becomes Mekudeshes not through the chayim, but through the mashkin itself. Now let's turn to the Rambam. Alright, many possibly mention it in the name of the Balamoya, but it's not from the Limar. I don't know of any edition in Israel. The Mashkin, the Tophis Layam, all that Yeshua said, in the Torah is Mame, if ultimately the Levi did not pay out the debt, and then the Malve went to Bezdin, and Bezdin, the Huchlak Mashkin in Bezdin, and Bezdin gave him the shoes to realize it via in the Mashkin called Hachlotas Hamashkin the Bezdin. And what Hachlot means, hold means to become absolute. In other words, when you have a partial title in something, but the title is contingent upon certain events, and then it is resolved in the event of a certain contingency, then the title becomes absolute. That's called Huchlat HaMashkin. So, the Huchlat HaMashkin in Bezdin, L'Mafreya. So then it's retroactively determined that it was the Malves all the time. Now, Malves, you see, there is a din in Shulchan Aruch, similar in Beis in Shulchan Aruch, that if, let's say, the Malve took of the Bezdin a mashkin from the Rebbe, and if the Malve is mishtamish with the mashkin without the explicit permission by the Rebbe, then he's a gazer. But suppose half a year later it took of the Bezdin, so that is, that retroactively determines that the Mafreo gave that it was the Malves watch all the time. So then, if he was Mishtamish, so it's retroactively determined that he was not a Gazel. But he still is a Chetel, because after all, he wasn't sure that it will become absolute in his hands. How did he know when he was Mishtamish? So even though later on it becomes determined that it was his L'Mafreya, but he's still a Chayte. He has to be true, he is Kapore, because he's Nishavu Lechel Psachazir, the whole of Yodei Psachle. But if it is ultimately Huchad HaMashkin Bezdin, then it's retroactively determined that it's his L'Mafreya. L'Mafreya again. V'izobin malve u'hidish mishas yiruno shapir zobin. So, shapir zobin, v'shapir hidish. V'leve zobin u'hidish lachlumu. V'kula midirab yitzcho kidi yisi osom u'v'chai gablu u'dam bin hochim kudeshis. So at first he says, Ramban says a big chidush. He says, when do we say that Hamkadish in Mashkin Gachirim in Kudeshis? Why? Because this is someone. But the question arises, but he has no right of Ishtamshes. He doesn't have real title in it. He has only a limited title, partial title. So what kind of Dushin is it? What kind of Dushin is it? Most Peshim say that if you, let's say, are a Shia or a Tabas, about it a mass, let's say, for 5 years, for 10 years, for 50 years, but it's not yours. You just borrowed it a mass for 50 years, and then you are the Kaddish and Mishol get a mass. So she's not precious, the mass. Even though he has the right of Shamshes, and he turns over turns over that right to the Ishur. So he rests in Ashur, Ashur, Ashur. He got the shoes. He's Dagil Ashur. So Mele, he's Ashur, Ashur. Why shouldn't you be precious? She gets her dismissal. The answer is, in order to be precious with Kesef, so she has to get it completely. Not just certain schusins. Not just certain schusins. So some melee, some melee, the Ramban says it first, that when does the Gemara say the Mashkin Achirim in Kodeshes, if ultimately it became absolute in his hands. After the Kiddushin, a month later, so he went to Bezdin and he said to Bezdin, Shimon was not paid, so Bezdin gave him the shoes. To realize it in the Mashkin the watch. So then we say, that watch was his completely all the time. So many Shimon, but if ultimately Shimon redeems the Mashkin from him by paying after that, then we say the Kedushin is not hard. The Kedushin is not hard. Why? Because the Ramban's pshat at the very beginning is that the Kedushin is chal in the Mashkin itself, not in the Chay, not in the Chay. So Mele, if the Kedushin is in the chal with the Mashkin itself, he has to give it to her. How can he give it to her? It's not his. He's not in the world of the Mishtami. She's a gazlan. If you wear the watch in the Mishtami. But if ultimately he becomes absolute in his hands, it is Hukla, so that's the Mafreya Udeine. So Mele, it's going with the Mafreya, it is his. And he had the right to be established too, except that he didn't know. So then, the Kedushin is hard. But if ultimately Shimon redeems the Mashkin, he's after that, then the Kedushin is bottled Mafreya. That's what the Ramban says. Ubechai gamne hu damrin hochem kudeshes. Kigim shehu chot ha-mashkin ha-hakein. Aber podi leibe, keiche di zobi malde, vipish malde, shloi hashte, di lachkuma vab, di zobi leibe vipish, hare kudeshu mocho. Afi in dushin, yesh li mashkin kudeshes. So this is the first question of Ramban. A very big finish, a striking finish. In other words, when Gemara says, the Mashkin Achirim Kodeshes, so it's only contingent upon the fact that ultimately the Malv, the Baal, the Mikadesh, realized the Kriya in the Mashkin. So it's a Mafreyodi, otherwise it's not Kodeshes. Yishli Mashkin Kodeshes. The Afor, ואחר פי שיש במיקס הסכינים יחשוב ונפקמין אל מדרב יצחוק ונשביס ונשנס מטאות ונזכנו אבל דושים דמחירי בגופי של משקו צורך לקדש וכשפודי וכשפודי מילבאו מילבאו זהו הנירה לפי דין המשקן ומיהו. So that's the first question. מי אשכחון וכמון בפרשני ומקדש בשטחי ומנהגים קודש עשי בין מיר לשטח בין מיר להופה אלא משום ניסום חדייתם מתחילה כנשמואל שממנו בכל שכן ישיבו דעון על המלווה מקודשס the wholesome wrestling with Malve all the way to the Shin Trade. We want to explain the wholesome to the room because we can have all the back to the Ochen Kodeshes and Adin Vilkach Milve Shin Shalom Mashkem Kim Shekin and Mixa Skinye Vin Yochen Milche Lelebe Lacha Mechiro Isha Miskadesh is Vey Vichein Nira Lidas Hashem. See, it's like Rashi. It's like Rashi. So the first Lashon in the Ramban is not like Rashi. And he says that the Kaddish in Mashkin Achir in Kodesh is, so she's in Kodesh in the Mashkin itself. So then you ask, how can she be Mekadeshes with the Mashkin itself when the Baal doesn't even have his Chusis Stamshes? How is it better than Tabash Shulo? So many of the Sheikhs say, where he has his Chusis Stamshes, that he cannot be Mekadesh and Isha. Because in order to be Mekadesh and Isha, he gets it, he has to give it to her. And he has to have a king and a group in the Tabas. But if he's a Sheikh, he only has a king and Peris in the Tabas. So he cannot be Mekadesh. And here, it's less than Tabash Shulo, because he doesn't even have his Chusis Stamshes. He doesn't even have his Chusis Stamshes. So how can she be Mekadeshes in Tabas? So the Ramban says in the first Lashon in the Haname, she's only Mekadeshes if ultimately it becomes Huchlat, Bibezin, so it's a Mafeo again, otherwise she's not Mekadeshes. Then he says it's not Mashma the Flame, it's Mashma that even if he doesn't become Huchlat, Bibezin, she's still Mekadeshes to him. So then he says the second Lashon, that the Kedushin, when he gives her the Mashkin the Achelin, so she becomes Mekadeshes with the Shachay. So then less Shachay, so what are the Mekadeshes without turning of the Mashkin? The answer is because of Shmuel's Halacha, so it's with some Chadayte. But in the case where he turns over the Mashkin, then he cannot be Mechel. If he cannot be Mechel, so it is some Chadayte. But she becomes Mekadeshes with the Shachay, not with the Chay, not with the Mashkin itself. That's like Rashi. So the first Lashon the Rambam is not like Rashi, and the second Lashon the Rambam is like Rashi. Bilkach, Mil Veshayisho and Mashkin, Kim Shekinim Iksas Kinyan, Vin Yochel Yimchel Lege Lacham Mechile, Isho Miskadeshes Bey, Vechim Mil Edas Hashem. Then he reiterates his Aloche, that with his Chayimus he cannot be Mekadesh. Vikol Mokim Dachki Vin Yil Veshel Achelim, the Rav Shkibulim Bey, the Mekadesh Yolo Vin Miskadeshes, so there is a Knori of Kesem, intangible Kesem. אבל שיבולי לידי כי חי לנו לחמונה בשטר או עם בקיאל עם מי שמשחדש את בכך דו יהיה בינו ובהוכה ולמות או יהיה לכלום והוכה ולמות את מי כלום ושיבולי כשוצוי לו וכל מומן לגבי וכי לרעד בלעדו שנמסו לריטרנס ועד הרוכה that with his highness you cannot be become anyway, now let's see the last ball. Just adapted the second one from the Rambam, which is like Rashi. that she becomes the Gufa-Shis not with the Gufa-Mashken. Because the Gufa-Mashken is not comparable, completely king of Ktsaskinian. But as because of the Ktsaskinian, so melee by turning over the Mashken, so the whole chen is transferred to the Isha. Not only the Shibin Hossein, but even the Shibin Aguf. So melee he cannot be Meichel. If he cannot be Meichel, so it's Isha Samkarate. So she is the Kudeshes with the chen, not with the Gufa. So as far as I know, the Ali Shein, who say like the first portion of the Ramban, that she is Mekudeshes with the Gufa Mashken. But those Rishayim who say that she is Mekudeshes with the Gufa Mashken, so they limit this Aloche only to the case where the Mashken was Huchla Bibes in the Baal's hands. Otherwise, she's not Mekudeshes with the Gufa Mashken. And those Rishayim who say that even if the Mashken was not Huchla Bibes, she is still Mekudeshes, so they say that she is Mekudeshes in the Shtachay, not in the Gufa Mashkin Achelim in the Pizza. Apa gab the Pizza Kaire, be Mashkin Shalim Shas Hong Vose. Motzil in Mema, Kidin in Valheim, Kin the Mashkin Shalim Shas Hong Vose, Kin in Gomu, Achi Gide, Pishas Hong Vose, Name Aum Shibude, the Hoshi Mome, the Kabish Bioisho, the weakness they are going to come. Now the Rosh in the Rosh Zal and in the Jesus of Rosh, in the Dushi of Rosh and Dushi, he is Chelek of Jesus. And he says that when the Gemara says Mashkin Achelim Shiz Mekudeshes, the Gemara is referenced exclusively to Mashkin Shalom Mishas. But Mashkin Mishas Alvoye, she is not the Kodesh. Not like this. Not like this. As a matter of fact, one Loshin in Tesis in Mitzia, at the end of Masech HaSalum, says the same thing. But this Tesis here in Dushin holds the contrary. So there is a machlekes between Tasteless and the Rosh. Or, when washing tasteless, you can see it. Tasteless sheeting usually is that the masking the Achelim, she is in Kodeshes, in masking Shas Aloye, and the Rosh, and tasteless, you can see in Asikha Salimim, he says that even Mashkin Mishas Alvoy, there is also a Ktsaskin, and she's also precious. What's the Ktsaskin? So Bishlan Mashkin Shalom Mishas Alvoy, I mean even Mashkin Shalom Mishas Alvoy is not King Gomor, is also a Ktsaskin. So its degrees in Ktsaskin. In other words, a king gomo, even in Mashkin Shalom, which has all boy, he doesn't get a king gomo. He cannot be mishtamish in it, he's a gazlan. So, but Shalom, which has all boy, he is more than Mishas all boy. Shalom, which has all boy, he doesn't get a king gomo, but he has a limited king. The Shas HaHoye doesn't even have a limited kiyer. He has tzas kiyer. I mean, in other words, why? Why? What is the kinyan of Shalom Shas HaHoye? The kinyan Shalom Shas HaHoye that manifests itself in the Chiyuv HaChayes. But the Shas HaHoye is not Chiyuv HaChayes. Bishas Halvoye is not Chayav Achas. So, in other words, what is the Kinyan Shalom Bishas Halvoye that is Chayav Achas? But a Mashpi Bishas Halvoye is not Chayav Achas. He's not Chayav Achas. And it's Mashma from the Gemara that the Mashpi Bishas Halvoye, so not only is not Chayav Achas, he is not even Chayav Mila Beyer. He's only high of Hopshir, like a regular Shemachimah. That's all. So, what kind of Tzatzkin does he have? Does the Shemachimah have a Tzatzkin? Could anybody say that if Shimon is a Shemer of Reuben's Chayfetz, that he could be Mekadosh Elisha? I mean, that's ridiculous. Nonsense. So the question is, why does this say, Ava Gavri Rabbi Tzokai Rabbi Mashi Shalom Bishas Olvoy say, Motsim Lemeima, Kim Yivalchim Kim Mashi Shalom Bishas Olvoy, Kim Gomu Achi Yide, Bishas Olvoy, Name Alim Shim Budei, Lechashiv Momen, Likadish Be Yoyisho, Belikim Be Avonu Tavos. We have to understand cases. What is one thing to do with the other? Bishlim and Mashkin Shalom Bishas Olvoye, he doesn't have a king of Moria. So he has a limited king. So he's Chay Vachayis. So it manifests itself in the Chay Vachayis. But Mashkin Shas Olvoye is not Chay Vachayis. He's only in Chuyo like Yishim Achino. So why is it considered Tzatzkinyan and then? Mani Yishvide Tzalasina. Just because Mashkin Shalom Bishas Olvoye. So, he has a moderate kinyan, and we won't call it Tzatz kinyan, in order to distinguish it from Mashkin Bishas Olvoye. But we cannot say kinyan. So we'll say that Mashkin Shalom Bishas Olvoye, he has substantial kinyan. That's some mele. Mashkin Bishas Olvoye, he has slight kinyan. What's the shaykhs? The answer is this. What is, we have to define Mashkin Shalom Bishas Olvoye, and we have to define Mashkin Bishas Olvoye. What is Mashkin Shalom Bishas Olvoye? I define it already, the meaning here. Mashkin Shalom Bishas Olvoye means that if, let's say, Shimon owes 100 Zuz to Olvoye, and he doesn't pay up again, and Shimon is not interested at this moment to collect it. He can wait, but he's only interested in being secure for the rent. He wants that security. He doesn't want to always to be in doubt whether he'll collect the debt at any time or not. So then he comes to Beis Din and says, Shimon owes me 100. But I don't care. Let him wait another year with the penalty. But I don't care. I'm a good person. But I want to be sure that he'll pay it. I don't want to be besotted all the years of my life whether he'll ever pay it up or not. So then he best sends the Shliach to the home of Shimon. And the Shliach best tells Shimon, listen, you owe 100 Jews. Reuben is not interested in collecting the debt right now. He doesn't mind if he will get paid a year later. But he wants that security. He wants to be sure. So, give me a watch. So, Bachutz Tamut, Voyisha Shatun Yishabeh, Yitzirach Achut. So, the Shliach Besdin. So, the Shliach Besdin takes the watch, and then he goes to Uvei and he gives him the watch and he tells him. can keep that as a theory, but remember, don't you understand it? It's not yours. You'll be dazzled if you understand it. So, what's the source that Reuven has in this watch that was taken from Reuven Shalom Bishas Alway? That means he can use it as security. What does it mean to use it as security? It means that in case he doesn't pay up the debt in another year, he's ready to wait one more year. But that's all. There's a limit. He can't wait forever. So in case he doesn't pay up the debt in another year, then we have to go to Bezdin. And you have to get the shoes from Bezdin to realize it clear from this watch. So right now, he has acquired his schus in the watch to realize it via of the best, to be machlit, the mashkin the best, ultimate. And once he is machlit the best, then it will be in a frailty. But right now, until the gvi is made, his kinyan consists in the schus. In this host that he has, in this mashkin, in which to realize it. So he already has an object in which he can realize it here. I'll be best. He won't have, you know, to resort to achten, all kinds of things, and auctioneering, and all kinds of things, and various process of here. So, he has already security in his house. And Alpi Bezdin will be able, later on, in the event the Rebbe doesn't pay out debt, to realize it via from this watch. So that's the substantial title that a Malve has in Maskin Shalom. So that's the definition of Maskin Shalom. What is the definition of Mashkin Shasal? Mashkin Shasal Boire means without rest that a Shimon comes to the Lord and says, you are a person, you are a rich person, lend me 100 Jews for a year. So Rubin says to Shimon, already but give me your watch security. So he gives it. Without Bezdin is not involved. By mutual agreement, Shimon, at the time of the Alvoyas, simultaneously, with the Alvoya, gives me watch as a kid. Now, what can he do with that watch? He has to put it in the drawer. Can he understand? But, let's say, suppose a year passes by, and then, Shimon doesn't pay down his bach. So then Reuven goes to Bezdin and he tells Bezdin, I have a mashkin shasal boy. But he didn't pay up again. So I want that mashkin to become a mashkin shalom shasal boy. So then Bezdin will give him rishus to retain the mashkin now as a mashkin in which, let's say, if he's ready to wait another year, so in which, if another year expires, so Alpi Bezdin will be able to be machlit the mashkin. So what is the source that he has in the mashkin just halfway until Bezdin gives him the right to retain it as a mashkin shalom b'shalvoy? In other words, the Rebbe gives him a mashkin and he has that schus to make it, to change it later on, Alpi Bezdin, into a mashkin shalom b'shalvoy. And he will not have, you know, to resort to the cooperation of the Shliach Bezdin. So he already has the mashkin in his possession. All he'll have to do,
He won't have to deal with Dalit anymore. He has to go to Beis Din and get rishus from Beis Din to, from now on, to keep the mashkin like he mashkin shalom yishasal. So the tzatzki and the mashkin yishasal way consists in having his hoofs to convert it into a mashkin shalom yishasal way without, you know, resorting to the laborious process of getting the help of the Shlach Beis Din, who will have to go to the home, you know, of the Rebbe, and maybe the Rebbe, maybe the doors of the house of the Rebbe will be locked. It's like this. He's more secure. All he has to do to change it into a mashkin shalom yishasal is to go to Beis Din directly. And of course, it's much more convenient to deal with Beis Din than to deal with the Rebbe. No one can tell what the Rebbe can do. The Rebbe can go in this yam, lock up the house and go in this yam, and then he's stuck. So even the Shlach Beis Din will not be able to get security. But now that he has the watching his house, his possession, even though right now it's in mashkin, b'shas alvoye, but in the event he doesn't pay as he promised to pay, he'll be able to go to Beis Din and tell Beis Din he's ready to wait another year, but he wants to change it into a mashkin shalom yishasal, and he won't have to resort to the laborious process of dealing with the Rebbe. He'll have to deal with Beis Din. So this is the pshat of Teisus. Teisus says, "Vatzino lema kivin di balchit ki the mashkin shalom yishasal boye kivin gomo." So the kivin gomo is not really kivin gomo. That's why Teisus says kivin gomo actually lived there. In other words, he has his host. He calls it kivin gomo because he has his host already to realize a gvi al b'beis din. Realizing gvi al b'beis din. Shavut isom yishasal boye name harum shibudei lichashiv momein lichadish b'yoyisho lichnitz b'yavodim lichakoyis. What's the connection between the so-called kivin gomo, which doesn't mean kivin gomo, it means substantial kivin, not kivin gomo. So that the substantial kivin he has in mashkin shalom yishasal boye with the tzas kinyan, the slight kinyan, in the mashkin shasal boye, because the whole Chalal Shem, the essence of the definition of mashkin shasal boye means that he is getting the mashkin in his possession so that it will be easy for him to change it into a mashkin shalom shasal boye without dealing with a lady. Mashkin Shalom Shasal Boye can only create investment. The best Mashkin Shasal Boye can be done by mutual agreement. The Chim Tzolot will follow the Ferek HaShaleach. Vayid Roma, Hamao Vala Mashkin, Eim Shamu. Yesh Asom, Mishmul Konale Ki Rav Yitzchok, Ye Rav Yitzchok, Hale B'Shalim B'Shasal Bosim. Da'amal B'Mashma B'Shasal Bosim, B'Mashma Sipre Gumi, El Hoch Apir Yesh Asom. Ki Yidi Konale Shalim B'Shasal Bosim Ligamre. Again, not Ligamre. It's not Ligamre. It means, it's called Ligamre because it can, in the event of V.A., it merges into a Ligamre, Prima Freya. That's why it calls it Ligamre. Now, contingently it's Ligamre. In the event of an ultimate V.A., then it's Prima Freya determined that it's going to Ligamre. So, that's why it is called Ligamre. contingently legal. Svoyu yikne hu bishasal vasei shalom yishami ki choshi shalokhi chabu yodach yidachshinu misufi. In other words, he already has the object of the labor in his possession. The Chiddush Liporish Peri Kosho, Vahi the Israel, Shiyubo, as a Chobin Malchemtsen, Achar HaPesach, Evel Rameh. So in other words, suppose the Israel before Pesach lent 100 Jews to a goy, and he told the goy, you know what, you have to give me, let's say, a bag with cake as a cure. So the goy left with the soil a bag with cakes as security for the 100 Jews in the Yisrael and the Goy after Pesach. So we say, since the Yisrael kept it in his possession, the bag with the cakes, it belonged to the Goy, so mainly the Yisrael was either Baloy, and it's just a manor. But after all, Shalochi Atarei, Avo Atarei Shalachei, it belonged to the Goy, because of logistics halacha, but here it was mashkin shasalachah. The answer is, since he had a slight kinyan in the bag of cakes, so that he could with ease change it into mashkin shasalachah, so mele it's considered already shalachah. That's tzaskin and gabi b'alihoye is considered shalachah. For the shosem, we should be commonly kravitzcho. The chid be commonly kravitzcho. Shalom b'shasal vosei. B'shasal vosei commonly name. V'inye mikrino lo shalach yatorei. Okay, I don't want to start the next thesis. This is more difficult. But that might involve us in a long discussion. Because there is, after looking over the thesis in the end of the Sefer, so it appears that this thesis is inconsistent with the previous thesis. Alright, so we will. Now, for Sunday, we should be ready an old Gemara, which is not much at all. As a matter of fact, the thesis of the Yuchas is the oil of Tzorah Shumi we already learned. We don't have to learn it again. So, up to Goyer Akshim Nalakish, Shtar Eras and Shikos Mishalom.